Welcome to this presentation of the Collegiate Sports Network. Tonight, the first round of boys substate basketball between the 16-3 Wichita Collegiate Spartans and the 3-17 Eureka Tornadoes. Carson, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. We see a big disparity on the scoreboard tonight, but this is the first round of substate action, so of course I'm hyped for this one. What about yourself?
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun tonight. Looking forward for this one. Got the pep band up in the stands tonight.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of energy coming from the student section, hopefully, as we get ready to get this one going here from Wichita Collegiate School. The two-seeded Wichita Collegiate Spartans going up against the 7-seeded Eureka Tornadoes. It was reversed last night for the girls' game against the Spartans and the Tornadoes.
Yeah, and we saw Eureka really pull away in that one late, winning by 38 points. So maybe some semblance of revenge that Collegiate could be looking for tonight, trying to win one for their girls that have been knocked out of the playoff.
The Spartans looking to notch their first win in substate to get to the semifinals of substate Friday in Eureka.
Mm-hmm. And being that they're the 2-seed, you know, there's a little bit of pressure on them here in this game. Just some young guys, but also playing against a young team. We'll see if Collegiate may be playing tense early, maybe Eureka being the underdog playing loose.
Right, Carson, and that's something that we've really talked about all season, is just the youth of the Spartans. Just, you know, the way that they've got to kind of overcome that. Now, it does have to be said, though, this Tornadoes team, they really lack a lot of experience as well and seem like really lacking a little bit more talent than the Spartans.
Yeah, not too old themselves. They only have one senior in Trey Howard, who's their best scorer. They did just regain one of their best players in Carson Spoons, who's been dealing with a wrist injury all year. He'll have some veteran talent as he's their 5'10 point guard.
Yeah, we'll certainly look for big things from him tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Does have to be said, though, for the Tornadoes. You know, they come in here with nothing to lose, not a whole lot of expectations, you know. You can certainly play the spoiler sometimes in those situations.
Yeah, I actually had the chance to sit down with a couple of the Tornadoes, and the theme on what they were saying is they need to throw a pitch that Collegiate hasn't seen. They know that they can't keep up with the athletes. They know that they can't outscore them. But if they can do something that Collegiate's not expecting, maybe they can catch them off guard tonight.
So was it something that they were looking to do, you know, slow the ball down the half court a lot more, just kind of slow the pace down, or was it that they were going to look to press a little bit more?
I think it is going to be mitigating turnovers. It's been an issue with every team that Collegiate has faced this year, just with the stick and press that Collegiate's so big on, which will be even more effective tonight as there's no more players out, Asa Ahmad and Carter Drumright rejoining the lineup. So I think being smart with the ball and really just the ultimate recipe for an upset, ridiculous efficiency from three, I think is their best bet to win this game.
Spartans really do press a lot in the full court, get a lot of looks in transition because of it off of steals, and that's something that they're going to have to do tonight to win the game.
Yeah, I hope that they are able to use their athleticism. Like we said, the opposite of Eureka's game plan. The Spartans just need to play their game. They know that they're the better team here. Hopefully they use their now 15-man depth that they have and really make the most of their energy.
Yeah, and that really can kind of be the key, Carson, is you just got to get off to a good start, get any of those jitters out that you may have, and just play your game.
Yeah. Like I was saying earlier, a lot of injuries this year for Eureka, and it looks good with them all coming back at the right time, but you wonder if fatigue plays a bit of a role with it being some of their first games back. Don't really have their game legs under them.
Yeah, right. Certainly, we'll look for Ahmad in particular as he's a starter. We'll look for him to shake off a little bit of that rust early on. But it's not just him. A lot of talent from this collegiate team, you know, led by West Quentin Farrow Sr., and then the three freshmen in the backcourt.
Yeah, and added to the lineup, I think this is the first varsity game for Judah Cyrus of the season.
Getting ready to get going here from Wichita Collegiate School. The first round of boys substate basketball will take you down for player introductions and the national anthem.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Wichita Collegiate School for tonight's Class 3A Substate Quarter Final. Tonight, we are pleased to host the Eureka Tornadoes. And now, fans, please rise and remove your hats for the play of the national anthem. Tonight's anthem will be performed by the WCS Math Group under the direction of the music teacher, Mr. Matt Weber. I'm going to go to the next slide.
But it is from your leader, my top four recorder, and for your good job, the leader's partner, number two, Chris Stapleford. For the tornado, this is the leader of the line, Greg Halbert. And for the party, the 6 foot 1 senior, number three, Quentin Fair. For your lead, the 6 foot 3 junior, number 10, Lyle Carrier. And for the party, the 6 foot 2 freshman, number 11, Sage Parker. For the tornado, the 5 foot 8 freshman, number 22, Alex Singleton. And for the department, the 6 foot 1 freshman, number 23, A.J. Hutton. Rounding up the line for your lead, a 5 foot 8 junior, number 23, Carson Spoon. And for your department, the 6 foot 9 freshman, number 24, Sebastian Hunt Herman. Here we go, Fred Hutton Bauer. So we get a start by Eden. Good luck to both teams for tonight's game.
There's your starting lineup for the national anthem as we get ready to start from Wichita Collegiate School. Carson, three freshmen in the lineup for the Spartans. Asa Ahmad going to sit.
I was just going to mention that, and I think that might actually be the smart play. We know how much of an impact that Asa can have when he's on the court. And three freshmen in such a high-pressure situation might be an issue, but just give him some time to get comfortable and get his legs back under him will be effective.
And before we get going here, I'd like to welcome our third member of the booth, as always, Abe Myers.
Oh, yeah. It's super good to be here. First game of sub-state. Not only Asa returning to the collegiate bench, but also Carter Drumright is going to be there as well. I noticed he still has a brace on his ankle, so it looks like he will come in and play this game. So I guess we'll just have to see Coach Siegel's strategy going into this game.
All right. Getting ready for pitch. It'll be Howard tipping the ball for the Tornadoes and Heinz Turner for the Spartans. Spartans looking to go on a big run here with a lot of talent. It all starts right now. Here's a tip. Tip one by Heinz Turner and out Shackelford. Shackelford gets it to Parker, who will take up the Spartan offense. Kicks it to Batista in the corner. Rotates around to Fair. Fair out to Parker in the other corner. Tries to get it in. Instead goes to Fair. Back to Shackelford. Shackelford dribbles into the lane, kicks out to Batiste. Batiste drives in. Floater against his man. No good off the rim. Parker rebound. Puts it back up and good.
The first thing you notice on these two teams is the significant height advantage that is in collegiate favor.
Howard takes the ball up for the Spartans. Ball kicked away out of, off of collegiate. Collegiate quickly into that full court press looking to get more turnovers. Ball inbounded to Valentine. Just a sophomore. He's in the corner to Spoon. His first game back, as we mentioned. Back to Valentine. Kicks it around to Spiga. And travel is going to be called on Howard.
Collegiate did a great job defending that ball. Just really making Eureka work for every offensive move.
Parker takes the ball up for the Spartans, gets it inside to Heinz Turner, picks it to Batiste, floats three, off the mark, rebounded by Parker and put back in. Correction, that's Heinz Turner on the rebound, put back. Quick turnover for the Spartans, kicked into the corner for Shackelford, no good on the three. Rebounded out to Eureka now. It'll be Valentine taking the ball up for the Tornadoes. Big mismatch there against Heinz Turner. Ball nearly taken away. Now it is. Deflected pass. Heinz Turner with the ball. Gets it to Batiste. Back to Shackelford. Shackelford drives into the lane. Kicks back out to Batiste. Hands it off to Fair. Into the paint. Shackelford kicks it back out to Parker. Parker dribbles the baseline. Shoots. No good. Rebound for Shackelford, though. Picks up his dribble. Two men on the ball. And tied up. Possession arrow favoring the Cyclones.
Eureka's sitting in a very sag 2-3 zone, just urging Collegiate to shoot. But both of their first scores have come from inside the paint.
Shackelford nearly gets on the passing lane, instead deflected out of bounds. Yeah, Carson, that's something that seems like Eureka's done pretty well, though, is on the first chance they've denied the Spartans. It's been the second chance opportunities, though, for the Spartans that have really resulted in some points. Quick steal in the backcourt, and good for Heinz Turner. And a quick timeout is going to be called by Watts.
Yeah, you're right. The zone so far has been effective, but it might not matter that the Spartans aren't efficient there because they've been dominating on the offensive board so far. Additionally, you know, yesterday we saw the Eureka girls use a full court pressure defense to just harass the Collegiate girls, and it looks like Collegiate's going to turn that strategy on them using their superior just athleticism and just to be able to harass the Eureka offense, not letting them get any points so far.
Yeah, Collegiate really taking advantage of what they have in their advantage right now, which is their size, their athleticism, their length, really using it to advantage right now. 4 second chance points and a steal to get another layup. Has Collegiate out to a 6-0 lead 2 minutes into this game. Causes Jeff Watts, the head coach for the Tornadoes, to call a quick timeout. While we have a minute, we'd like to remind you that this event is being brought to you by the station, its advertisers, and the member schools of the Kansas State High School Activity Association. No rebroadcast in whole or any part may be made without the express written consent of the Kansas High School Activities Association. Coming out of the timeout here, it looks like Valentine's going to inbound the ball for the Tornadoes. Checking with the official to make sure he can run the baseline. He can. She refused that privilege, gets the ball inbounds. And now back to Valentine. Only Fair in the backcourt for the Spartans. Valentine able to get it over. Pass stolen away by Parker. Out in front of his man, lays it up off the glass, and good.
Collegiate's had an issue getting the good momentum, but they're just there right off the bat.
Leads it out to an early 8-0 lead. Spartans just harassing Eureka now on defense. Eureka now a bit of a chance, though. Quick back cut into the lane of transition. Shot deflected away. Foul going to be called instead. It'll be Heinz Turner called for the foul. His first. And it'll be Carrier going to the line.
Effective up until this point, the stick and press looks like a little bit different this week, where instead of having a deep free safety playing in the backcourt, all five of the Spartan defenders are in the front court trying to stop the inbound.
It'll be Wedd and Raspberry checking into the game for Wichita Collegiate. First free throw was off the mark for Perrier, his second on the way now. Off the back iron and rebounded by Wedd, unable to save it though as it goes out of bounds, and Eureka's going to get another chance under the basket.
You know, with what an aggressive team Collegiate is, other teams have really got to capitalize on free throws, and so far Eureka hasn't done that, so I think that's definitely something that's going to need to change.
Ball nearly thrown away, instead gets to Valentine. Out to Singapore. Huh? Gets it to Spoonitz, back to Valentine. Valentine to Spoonitz, dribbling its weather, instead picks it up, gets it back to Singata, back out to Valentine, steps back, takes the shot off the glass, no good. Fair rebound for the Spartans, and the Collegiate now looking to move quickly. Parker up into the front court, gets it to Raspberry, back to Wedd, back to Parker, now dribbles into the lane, puts up the shot, good.
Parker
had all the momentum going towards the lane, and went virtually uncontested to the basket.
That was an amazing move.
Parker rips it away in transition once again, passed out ahead to Heinz Turner, lays it up off the glass, no good, but a foul's going to be called.
Eureka now I in turn are donating 2 shots.
Another thing Eureka's going to have to look out for is they don't nearly have as deep of a bench as Collegiate does.
I'm sure his first free throw is no good. And Aiden, yeah, that's really something we're seeing right now is just the fact that Collegiate's already outrunning the Tornadoes. I can already see Valentine there, hands on his legs, looking exhausted. I'm sure his second free throw is good. Now Collegiate's going to set up the press. Another body on the floor for the Spartans. It's Weta this time. Gets in the passing lane. It'll be Chege checking into the game in place of Heinz Turner. Ball in once again and tipped. Chege nearly coming away with it. Looks like a tornado on the floor. Maybe twisted ankle of that carrier. Hobbling a bit. And he'll come out.
Number two, Cole Atkins into the game for the Tornadoes.
The Atkins into his place.
That is something Eureka really can't afford with how shallow their bench is.
Valentine looking to get it in. Finds Spigasa. Hounded, though. Gets it up court to Atkins. Out to Spigasa. Picks up his dribble. Gets it back to Atkins. Now back to Spigasa. Dribbling against Raspberry. Picks up his dribble. Gets it back. Ball inside in the paint now. Kicked out on the perimeter to Atkins. Spoonitz now back to Valentine in the corner. Double team. Chege in his face. Ball deflected. Still contested and out of bounds. Last off of Chege, so Eureka fortunate to retain the ball. Eureka really just unable to get anything in right now.
Interesting move on Coach Beagle's part, bringing in Jack Grace, who usually doesn't come in the first half of games.
Yeah, I must be feeling a little bit comfortable with his 11-0 lead halfway through the first quarter.
Yeah, 11-0 early. I doubt that we end up seeing the injured Asa Motter Carter Drumright come in tonight.
I'd have to agree.
Valentine now with the ball for the Tornadoes. Gives it to Spoonitz. Picks up his dribble back to Valentine. Hounds it in the corner. Dribbles the baseline. Able to get Singleton, takes the open three, no good. Chege fighting for the rebound with Spoonitz. Spoonitz comes up with it, and the official's going to say he stepped on the sideline. Spartan's going to get the ball, and Eureka unable to get any kind of second chance opportunity. Batiste now takes the ball up for the Spartans. Has really seen an increase in his playing time over the past couple of weeks with some injuries. Raspberry in the corner, back to the teeth, into Chege, back out to Raspberry, 4-3, off the mark, rebound, Weta rips it away, puts the ball up, fouled, and one. Seems like Weta flew in from nowhere and came down with the rebound, faked out his man, put it back up, got the basket to go with the foul.
You can really tell how badly this team wants it. All serious faces out there, not even just ready to be as aggressive with that ball as they can.
Convert the and one. What is free throw? Bounces high off the back iron. No good. And Eureka just makes a mental mistake there. Steps out of bounds off of the rebound. Atkins really wasn't too pressured there. Unforced error for the Tornadoes. Collegiate going to inbound under the basket. Grace gets his wet in the corner. Off the three, and good. Quick catch and shoot three for Weta. Has the Spartans up now 16-0 with 3.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Batiste counting Valentine. Now Weta from behind, going to be called for the reach-in. Eureka able to get it in, gets it to Atkins. Atkins dribbling now against Raspberry. Picks up his dribble, though. Raspberry hounding him. Atkins looking for someone, and 5 seconds contested is going to be called. Raspberry got into Atkins' face. Atkins couldn't find anyone, and a 5 second heavily contested was called. Chege checks out of the game, and Parker now in will control the offense for the Spartans. Parker, really dynamic three-level scorer for the Spartans. Really been a spark plug for them all season on offense. Gets it to Grace, now back to Fair. Fair puts up the floater in the lane, uncontested, gets his own rebound back. Went unnoticed, no one boxed the shooter out. And Fair is going to come away with the second chance points. Singhasa being hounded in the backcourt, nearly turns it over, now dribbles his own baseline. Fighting to get the ball up across half court, is able to. Nearly turned over once again, Singhasa now double teamed in the corner. Almost triple team now. And another 5 second heavily contested is going to be called on Singhasa. Carson, that's not a call I've seen at all this season, and now twice in the last two possessions.
This defense has just been hounding by Collegiate. I'm unsure how much you can credit to the Mitch Beagle defense and how much has just been dysfunction on the part of Eureka.
It's certainly been a little bit of both. The Spartans just really haven't allowed Eureka to get any kind of a breath. And they've taken advantage. Spartans have gotten a lot of second chance points. A lot of open shots. Shackleford that time contested in the lane. Can't get it to go. Rebound out to Eureka. Double team though in the backcourt. Eureka finally able to break a press. Player goes to the floor. That's Hare able to pick the ball up, get it back out. Three taken. Misses everything. That was Valentine. 18-0 now the score for the Spartans, leading with just under 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Shackleford at the free throw line, dribbles in, kicks out to Fair for three. No good. Heinz Turner with the rebound out to Parker for the second chance. Easy layup, uncontested. Shackleford steals it nearly, saves it. Not going to happen, though. Stepped out of bounds as he tried to save it. It'll be Eureka with the ball. Eureka looking to get it in, running out of time. Singhasa looking for someone barely able to find Hare. Singhasa dribbles up against Fair. Picks up his dribble, though, at half court. Double teamed, ball loose now in the backcourt and out of bounds. Off of Heinz Turner. Eureka's going to have to inbound under their own basket, though, as the ball went all the way down court. And Watts is going to try to stop the bleeding for the Tornadoes, calling his second timeout.
I think it's important to say that Eureka's not been making three bad moves. It's not all Eureka error. Part of it is just superior athleticism and ability from the Collegiate boys. They've just been pounding their offense, not letting them get a chance to break away.
Yeah, obviously a lack of scoring being that it's 20-0 right now. And I for sure give some credit to the Spartan defense, but the Eureka offense has looked terrible. A lot of impromptu screens. Uncoordinated movements, some new lineups coming out tonight as injured players get back into the lineup, and you can surely tell. Honestly, they've had more turnovers than shots that they've been able to get up this game.
Yeah,
awesome efficiency was the key to victory, and they haven't even had a chance to be efficient.
Yeah, Carson, I think another one of the big things is also the second chance points for Collegiate. Eureka just cannot come down with the defensive rebound to save their lives, it seems. Singhasa now is going to try to get the ball in, find Hare. Now dribbling in, finds Turner, runs right back into the corner, tries to get the ball in, saved by Atkins now. And Valentine's going to take now the point for Eureka. Ball dribbled in on the baseline, floater no good from Howard. Second chance point, though, is good from Hare. Eureka finally gets on the board with just under a minute left in the quarter. Now 20-2 the score. Fair takes up the ball for the Spartans. Gets it in to Heinz Turner, out to Parker. Parker spins on the baseline, gets it out to Grace. Grace dribbles into the defense, gets it to Parker in the corner. Three. Good.
Three-pointer by Jason Parker.
Quick answer for the Spartans, now has them up 21. Eureka once again struggling to get the ball across half court, double teamed, and stolen by Parker. Parker kicks it to Batiste. Gets it to Shackleford. Good. And sorry, that was Heinz Turner on the assist, not Batiste. Either way, it's two for the Spartans on a quick 3-1, 3-against-1 runout. And Eureka now really kind of just stuck in the same flow, struggling to get the ball across court. Parker steals it again, gives it off to Fair, and lays it in. And that'll end the first quarter. The score, Wichita Collegiate 27, Eureka 2.
You know, at the last time out, we were asking, what can Eureka do to stop the bleeding? But I think they've fled. Coming back from a 25-point deficit seems nearly impossible, even though we are just starting the second quarter of this game.
Yeah, Carson, seems like this game may already be out of hand for the Tornadoes.
Yeah, and obviously the scoreboard is the biggest thing, but you can just see it on the expressions of the players on the court. They feel morally defeated right now, no longer hustling to get the ball across half court. A lot of careless turnovers recently that has really gotten us after this ridiculous 25-point lead in the first.
And really, like we've said, just not in a lot Eureka can do right now. Seems like they're allowing open threes, open drives into the lane. Everyone's open for the Spartans.
Even when they really have hounded them inside, and Spartans have been capitalizing on 4v1s in the paint and just dominating power, converting and ones. This has been an unstoppable performance so far by the Spartans.
Yeah, it seems like the story right now for Collegiate is bigger, faster, and stronger. Getting ready to get the second quarter now going.
Spartan ball.
It'll be Cleese taking it, specifically the Chief. With point for the Spartans, kicks to Raspberry open, drives the lane. No good. Once again, Wettick comes down with a free throw. Quick jump ball going to be called, though. And possession's going to favor Eureka. That might have been a switch on the possession arrow with the quarter. Otherwise, it would have been Collegiate balls. And Eureka got the last possession arrow, but I think with the switch in the quarters, change that. Spoons tried to drive the lane, was met at the rim, though, by the Chiefs. Sege came in with a late block, though, and that's what's going to draw the foul. Will be Spoon is heading to the line for two. First free throw off the mark now. Tornadoes 0 for 3 from the line. Second free throw from Spoons. Good. The Chiefs moving quickly now. Gives the ball off to Weta. Weta dribbles against his man, has plenty of space. Gives it off to Batiste, back to Hines Turner, now in the corner to Raspberry. Raspberry dribbling against Spoons. Gives it to Weta. Weta dribbling in. Gets it back out to Hines Turner. Back to Batiste. Batiste now back to Hines Turner. Hines Turner dribbles into the lane. Goes against four men and lays it up off the glass and good.
That's what you were saying, Carson. Even going up against four guys, these guys can just lay out the points.
Collegiate nearly gets another steal in the half court. Sorry, in the full court. Instead, it'll be a foul on Raspberry. Just got a little too aggressive there.
Robbie Lansbury. His first. He's fourth at the half.
Mills now into the game, tries to get it in, ball tipped, out of bounds off of Chege. Collegiate continuing to hound Eureka. Not much Eureka can really do right now, really struggling just to get the ball across half court. Mills met a wall at half court in the form of Raspberry, ball turned over, Raspberry now on the feed from Hines Turner, gets it to go. More run-out points for the Spartans, and Eureka still struggling to get the ball across half-court, and ball just thrown away for Spoons. Just really desperation setting in, it seems like, for the Tornadoes, trying to do anything they can to get back into this game, trying to create anything in transition. It's just not working. Oh, never mind, that ball's going to be called as a deflection off the Spartans, so Eureka will get it under the basket. Either way, though, Eureka really looking desperate right now. Spoonis takes a three, heavily contested, misses everything. A little bit of a deflection there by Raspberry on the block.
You know, I'm really seeing what you guys were mentioning about the desperation in Eureka's offense. Just, that was not a three that could be made.
Batiste with the open three, misses. Ball goes right out to Hines Turner, though. Dribbles in, reverse layup, good. Valentine able to get the ball across half court. With Howard that time with a hard screen on Hines Turner. Created a little bit of separation there. Spoonis now more open three off the back iron, rebounded by Heinz Turner. Spartans now moving quickly. Batiste puts it up, a little bit of an ill-advised shot. Instead, rebound goes out to Chege, and good.
Has there been a single collegiate possession where they haven't been able to capitalize? Because not that I've seen.
Yeah, it seems like the Spartans are scoring every time down the court, whether it be first or second chance. Even third chance opportunities sometimes for the Spartans, usually not needed, though. Able to get it on the second chance more times than not. Singhasa takes the open three. Good. Score now 35-6 for the Spartans. 5 minutes left in the half. Led on the corner. Kicks it to Batiste. Batiste pushes off against his man a little bit. Kicks it to Raspberry in the corner for three. Misses everything and rebounded out to Eureka. Eureka finally able to come away with a defensive rebound. Ball tipped away instead, though. Quick steal for the Spartans. Pass almost thrown away in transition. Batiste holds onto it, puts it up. No good off the glass. Another rebound for Eureka and a blocking foul going to be called on Batiste. And Carson, looks like your man here, Judah Cyrus, going to check into the game for the Spartans, getting his first opportunity of the season.
I was just about to say, I think this guy has never played in a varsity game before right now.
No, I believe this is his first, and I'm happy to see. I know Coach Spiegel doing everything to increase his depth heading into the playoffs here.
Eureka gets it in the Perrier, has to pick up his dribble, double teamed Fair. It'll be off of Fair. Fair tried to deflect it off of Perrier as it went out of bounds, unable to. Perrier gets it in the Valentine. Parker lays off the pressure just a little bit for the Spartans. Eureka able to get the ball across half court. Out to Spoons. Kicks it to Perrier. Perrier trying to dribble against Fair. Unable to. Gets it to Singhasa. Dribbles the baseline against Grace. Fakes out his defender. Doesn't put up the shot, though, and the ball's going to be kicked out of bounds off the Spartans. Valentine kicks to Singhasa. Singhasa dribbles the baseline once again. Out of bounds off Grace this time. Tipped out. Eureka looking to get the ball in, able to get it to Spoons. Now dribbling in Shackelford. In the corner to Valentine, now back out to Spoons. On the perimeter, takes the three, heavily contested, no good. Nearly went off the glass, and Cyrus is going to get in the box score with his first rebound. Shackelford dribbles all the way into the lane, puts up the floater, no good. And Eureka unable to come away with the rebound as it goes off to Howard.
Something of a circus three you just saw there from the last possession. Some smiles going around from the Eureka guys. I think they're starting to accept their fate down 29 this early.
Grace takes the ball before the Spartans. Beats his man, dribbles into the paint. No good. Rebound goes out to Cyrus and good. Cyrus certainly making an impact early on into his playing time. One rebound and 2 points already for him. Sorry, 2 rebounds and 1 point already for him. 2 rebounds, 2 points. Got right for the time. Valentine now kicks it to Spoons. Eureka able to get the ball across half court. Spoons once again taking the ball against Shackelford. Gives it off to Howard. Howard pounded by Parker. Corner three from Singhasa right now. No good. Seems like Singhasa's going to start taking all the shots for Eureka. Pass nearly thrown away by the Spartans. Saved by Parker. Shackelford acrobatic. Job to get him. Cyrus comes up with another rebound. No good. Third chance for Cyrus. No good. And finally out of bounds off the court.
Cole Ratton is back into the game for the Tornadoes.
Yeah, it seems like Singhasa has taken a lot of threes lately. A little bit of desperation setting in for the Tornadoes. Down 37-6 with 3 minutes left in the half. Eureka now just looking to get the ball in. Heavily contested. Gets it to Atkins. Gets it across to Howard. Howard dribbling against his man. Gets it to Singhasa. Another long three. No good. And Grace comes up with the rebound. Grace in transition gives it to Shackelford. Shackelford now dribbles into the lane. Gets it in the paint for Cyrus. and loses the ball going up. And it'll be a line change for the Spartans. As Heinz Turner, Chege, Weta, Raspberry, and Batiste check into the game.
Not a bad debut for number 33, I'd say.
Yeah, Cyrus certainly made his presence known. A couple of rebounds, a couple of points. Certainly what people will be looking for. Students now transition. Chance for a layup. Foul going to be called instead.
I think it's also worth mentioning 4 more points for Collegiate, and I believe we will be having a running clock.
Student's first free throw is good. Grace going to check back in quickly here for the Spartans. Second free throw on the way for Spoons. Good. He takes the ball up for the Spartans. Gets it to Heinz Turner. Now back to Heinz Turner. Out to the Chiefs again. On the perimeter. Spartans starting to swing the ball. Reversal to Heinz Turner. Dribbles against 2 men. Takes out 1. Puts up a shot. Good. Off the glass. Ball on the floor. Double team. Eureka able to come away with it. It was Atkins cutting towards the basket. Pass went in just a little too deep, though. 3, no good. And Chege with the rebound. 3-on-3 opportunity for the Spartans. And a hard foul there. Heinz Turner goes for the floor. Looks like he's going to be okay, though. Got upended by Singapore.
Turner has been absolutely bullied this game.
Grace gets it in. Pass nearly deflected away. Heinz Turner instead gets it out to Grace. 4-3. Wide open. No good. Rebound contested. Atkins trying to come up with it for Eureka is able to. Straddles the half-court line and almost passes it back across court to Howard. Nearly a turnover. Seeing if it takes another 3 off the mark. And a foul on the rebound is going to be called as the officials have... Oh, never mind. Hold on just 1 second. Yeah, that is on Eureka. Spoons is 3rd. He's going to have to come out of the game.
He still looks like he's hobbling from that earlier. We saw an interesting strategy from Wellington as they were able to upset Collegiate last week where they were playing their starts with 3 fouls, and we'll see the same here from Eureka. 3 fouls early in the second, but still playing Carson Spoons.
Quick 3 taken from Batiste. No good. Instead, rebound goes out to Grace. Who missed, contested once again for the Spartans, able to get the rebound. Raspberry sells out his man, and a push is going to be called. That's now the 4th on Spoons. Carson, I think Spoons is going to have to hope that the traveling salesman doesn't come into town anytime. He's buying everything.
Wow.
Batiste gets the ball in. Heinz Turner, easy floater in the lane, is good. Another quick steal transition for the Spartans. Heinz Turner now moving the ball up quickly. Kicks it to Batiste, dribbles in against 2 men, lays it up off the glass, and good. Spartans now lead 43-8 with 50 seconds left in the half. Half tipped away again for the Spartans. This time it's out of bounds off Chege, and Eureka's going to once again look to get the ball inbounded. Valentine gets the ball into Atkins, and ball just thrown away. Atkins tried to find Hare, unable to get it to him, though. Spoons finally checked out of the game with 4 fouls. And as I was saying with Spoons, Carson, it just really seems like Collegiate has just been able to fake out the Tornadoes all night long. Chege's layup attempt is no good, and deflected out of bounds off Eureka for the layup attempt. Spartan's going to get another second chance. 43-8 the score with 33 seconds left in the half. Open three, taken from the tee, no good. Rebound fought for, one by Atkins. Valentine now picks the ball up for Eureka. Gets it, tries to get it to Atkins. Instead, it's going to go out of bounds. Another pass thrown away there by the Tornadoes, and the Spartans are going to have the ball just about 20 seconds left in this half. We'll see if they try to drain the clock down just a little bit, try to take the last shot. Looks like they'll do it, passing around the perimeter a little bit. Raspberry now with the ball, gets it to Gray. 10 seconds left. Gets it to Patisse. Finds Turner now with the ball, 5 seconds left. Looks like he's going to do it himself. Drives into the lane. Cuts the defenders, no good. And that'll end the half. The score 43 for the Wichita Collegiate Spartans and 8 for the Eureka Tornadoes.
Connor, not much to say. Up 35 at half. This hasn't been a scoring team all year, not being able to put up 60 points in regulation since all the way back in December. But 8 points through the first half, can you walk me through how we got to this point in the game?
It's a smothering defense, Carson. Eureka really just, I don't know how many field goals they've gotten off, but it's probably around 10, and for a half, that's just not good at all.
Yeah, and of that 10, 7 have been wild threes. They've only had a couple good looks at the basket. I mean, they've been semi-successful with those. I can't even say they've been successful going 3 for 6 on those just because from such a small sample size. They really need to force the ball inside, see something just to make this a respectable game.
Yeah, Thingus has been trying to save the game all by himself there for the Tornadoes. Just has been unable to, though. And that's really been the story, though. You know, Eureka's just kind of gotten desperate at this point, as you'd expect them to, down 43-8. Just not a lot to really draw from that, other than the fact that the Spartans are just dominating in every facet of the game. Turnover, fast break points in the paint, rebounds. It's all there for the Spartans. Well, with that, we'll take a quick, just about 10-minute break, and we'll come right back. Welcome back to the Collegiate Sports Network. Getting ready to start the second half here from Wichita Collegiate. The score 43 for the Wichita Collegiate Spartans and 8 for the Eureka Tornadoes. Aiden, as we look to get into the second half here, game really kind of out of reach, you know, 35-point game. What are you looking for from the Spartans as they look to move on here in Substate?
Well, you know, I going into the rest of Substate, I really think Collegiate can't afford to be building any bad habits going into the rest of this game. You know, so far this game has been an absolute blowout for Collegiate, but if they start taking on that iso ball mentality, I know, Connor, you were saying earlier that Turner was going up, drove the ball in against 4 defenders. He still made it, but, you know, doing that in the rest of Substate, even the game won't work out well for you. It'll result in more turnovers. So I think even though they're just absolutely dominating this game so far, they can't afford to be building any bad habits for the rest of this season. And we've seen proof of that being an issue just a week ago when they fell to a arguably lesser Wellington team because down the stretch they were playing hero ball, a lot of only 2 people touching the ball before a shot gets put up. So if that wasn't proof to them and something that they can work to fix tonight, I don't know what will be.
Both parts will certainly look to work on what they can here. Almost really a chance to get some good practice in before the next game at this point. 43-8, the score starting the second half. Spiegel, though, you know, he will drill that discipline, and that's what he's going to want to see. So we'll see if the team can execute on it. 3 taken in the corner by Batiste. Good.
3-pointer by
Batiste. Quick start to the half for the Spartans. It's going to be Singleton now taking the ball up for the Tornadoes. Kicks it to Atkins. Now back to Hare, picks up his dribble, gets it to Singita. Singita on fair. Back to Atkins. Singita, now back to Atkins again. 3 taken, in and out. I'm Turner shaking the ball up to the Spartans, drives the lane, kicks to Batiste, lays it up high off the glass and good. Collegiate just off to another quick start. More hounding defense, forcing bad shots from the Tornadoes, and getting quick looks in transition. Singita with the ball in the half court for Eureka. Gets it to Hare. Now back out to Atkins. Atkins dribbles quick into the lane, lays it up, and off the side of the backboard. Shackelford now taking the ball up for the Spartans. Gets it out to Fair. Fair dribbles on the perimeter. gets it to Hines Turner, who cut right to the basket. That's going to create an easy layup for the Spartans, scoring out 50-8.
You know, I think the worst part about this game for Collegiate is that they've had so many possessions, so many successful possessions, it should be hard for us to pick a player of the game.
Quick corner three taken and made by Howard. That was called a two by the official, so 50-10 now instead of 50-11. Fair takes up the free throw line, no good. Rebound contested, out to Batiste. Batiste kicks it to Shackelford, top of the key. Now gets it to Fair, back to Parker. In behind Turner, quick cut to the basket for Fair, lays it up, contested, good.
Just no fight from the Tornadoes. I'd like to see a little energy as they go out, just something to build on for next year.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of the air has just been taken out of this game already. Eureka almost kind of accepting their fate, like we've kind of said before. They look deflated kind of coming out of the locker room, and that energy has persisted early on into the second half here.
You know, I mean, yesterday we saw a significant defeat to the Collegiate girls, but they never stopped bringing the energy, especially for their senior Ariana. Really like to see that from the Eureka today.
Turnover in the half court there by Eureka was forced by Fair, but then Hines Turner kicks it off his own foot and out of bounds.
Parsons, two, time to get to the game for Eureka.
Spence is going to check back into the game with four fouls. Eureka just trying to find anything they can right now. Valentine now taking the ball up for the Tornadoes. Gets it to Sinica. Hounded by Hines Turner. Comes away with it. 2-on-1 opportunity for the Spartans. Quick lob pass and laid up off the glass and good for Batiste.
I believe that... Oh, not quite. Excuse me.
Sinica picks up his dribble. Gets it to Hare. Now back to Sinica. Reverses it to Valentine. Valentine standing here half court. Breaks his double team. Gets it in. Jump hook, hard off the glass, no good. Rebounded, though, by Eureka. Three taken by Valentine, no good, and rebound goes out to the Spartans now. Quick pass up ahead to Parker. Parker dribbles all the way to the basket. Up and under layup is good. A lot of athleticism there from Parker on the finish.
Once again, driving the ball in against three defenders, more of that iso ball mentality.
Howard dribbles against two men, blocked by Shackelford as he tried to go up for it on the block. Shackelford passes to Hines Turner. Travel going to be called on Hines Turner, though. Just get a dribble going fast enough, and Siegel's going to opt for a line change here. Getting Raspberry, Weta, Grace, Chege, and Cyrus into the game for the Spartans. Score now 56-10 for the Spartans, leading by 46. Weta on Valentine now. Kicks it to Spence, back to Valentine. Valentine gets it to Howard, ball gets away from him, Raspberry on the floor, deflects it out of bounds. Eureka able to get the ball in. Valentine now. Trying to dribble against Weta, and a foul is going to be called underneath the basket. Looks like it's going to be on Grace. Fighting under the basket with Mills.
With how attacking their defense has been this game, only seven fouls as an entire team is a crazy start and really fits with Coach Siegel's system.
Seeing it's another three, no good. Foul going to be called on the rebound to push on Chega.
David
3 minutes 20 now left in the third quarter. Score still 56 for the Spartans and 10 for the Tornadoes. Sinica looking to get it in. Mills just runs out of bounds with it as he lost his dribble.
Bradbury's going to inbound the ball for the Spartans and gets it to Grace now. Back to Raspberry, and Grace takes it back. Now, Raspberry looking to get someone, gets it to Letta. Back to Raspberry, dribbles on the perimeter, in. Jump stop, floater in the lane, no good. Letta fighting his own man for the rebound with Chege. Raspberry now comes up with the rebound. Grace got pushed to the baseline, able to barely save it, goes out to Letta. Letta falling over half court, gets it to Raspberry instead. Raspberry dribbles the lane, poked away. And stolen by Mills. Students now taking the ball up for the Tornadoes. Gets it to Valentine. Another three taken by Singleton. Still no good. I reckon that's about 10 threes that have been shot and missed by Singleton this game. Weta gets his own rebound, but loses the dribble, and ball goes out to Mills.
These almost feel like stupid possessions for Collegiate. Just taking stupid shots, feeling overconfident, and using having that iso ball mentality, just wanting to be the hero, trying to get glory.
Yeah, most of Collegiate's best playmakers are on the bench right now as they try to get some of their younger guys and some of their developmental pieces in the game. I think it's interesting to see this group of five, a collection of defenders and playmakers, really try to create their own shot.
Yeah, and Aiden, I'm not even sure that I'd call those possessions really too bad either. It just seems like Jordan's lacking a little bit of intensity. They've gotten the ball inside and have gotten a couple of looks, but just haven't really executed on the floaters. Like I said, just seems like they're lacking a little bit of energy. Shot from Spoonis was off and rebounded for Grace. Spartans now moving quickly. Raspberry takes an open jumper. No good. Rebounded by Cyrus. Put up off the glass. Looks like it might have been deflected just a little bit. Shot's no good. And Eureka's going to move the other way. Valentine to Howard. Howard sells out Chege. Tries to go against Cyrus, though. No good. Once again, out to Singleton. Misses once again. Rebound, though. And floater is put back up and good with a foul for Howard. Howard just wasn't boxed out there and came down with the rebound.
It's nice to see the senior putting on a good scoring show in his final game of his high school career.
Three substitutions for the Spartans will be Heinz, Turner, Shackelford, and Fair into the game. Howard looking to convert the three-point play, and it's good. And with that, Howard will check out of the game. Atkins in this place. Fair takes the ball up for the Spartans, picks up his dribble, now gives it to Heinz Turner, out to Letta on the perimeter. Back to Fair, in behind Turner, reversed out to Letta on the perimeter to Fair. Fair dribbles the lane, puts up a floater, no good. Rebound, out to Shackelford. Spartans looking to reset the offense, moving just a little bit slower than they have been for most of the game. Shackelford now on the baseline, picks up Fair. Mid-range shot, no good, floater. Fair rebounds it, though, and kicks it back to Heinz Turner, who was just left completely unalone, was left completely alone under the basket for an easy two. 35 seconds now left in the third quarter for the Spartans, who lead 58-13. Ball trickles away from Spoonis, recovered, though, by Valentine. Valentine dribbling at Shackelford. Kicks it out to Spoonis. Elevates in the lane. No good. And rebound goes out for the Spartans. Fair. Cross-court pass now to Heinz Turner. Euro step in the lane. No good. Gets his own rebound. Put back. No good. Third attempt now is good. And that's going to end the third quarter. The score before we head into the final quarter of this game, 60 for the Wichita Collegiate Spartans and 13 for the Eureka Tornadoes.
Bit of a strategy piece moving forward. Collegiate has an insane collection of long athletes, especially by 3A standards, with 6'7 David Chege, 6'6 Judas Cyrus, 6'5 Sebastian Heinz Turner, and we've seen their impact on the rebounding side, but it's interesting how Coach Siegel has chosen to use them on defense, having them on the primary ball handlers and opting to have smaller defenders. Obviously insane verticals, but on the bigger Eureka Tornadoes. So
interesting to see if they use that moving forward or if that's just something specific to this game because they do have such a height advantage.
Yeah, and Carson, is that something that you are trying to do to maybe solve against mismatches that can appear in games, or what's the thought process there from people?
Yeah, I think that's a little bit of the motivation. I think just based on the stick and press, that might also be a part of it. He does want to have those longer guys denying the passes, and then the more athletic people kind of playing free safety back there and jumping in the passing lane.
Certainly interesting to see how Siegel rotates his offense and defense throughout the rest of this game. Torton's going to be looking to get a little bit of work in here. As we said, this game well out of hand. The Spartans will be advancing to the semifinals of the series of Substate on Friday. Carson, do you have any kind of an update on Collegiate's potential opponents between, I believe it's Fredonia and Council Grove? You said you'll get that to us at some point. Meanwhile, Eureka with the ball. Not for much time, though, as it's deflected out of bounds off of Mills, and Collegiate's going to have the ball now. Eureka really just has not been able to hold on to the ball this half, or last half, really. Spartans just have commanded this game from the get-go, started out on a 16-0 run, and really haven't let off the gas from there. Parker dribbles the baseline, gets it to Batiste, and good. Certainly into a running clock situation per Acacia rules, given the time and the score. 7 minutes left. And a 49-point deficit. Ball out of bounds, deflected off Collegiate. It'll be Eureka under the basket looking inbound. Howard gets the ball in, pass deflected, finds Spinoza. Mills on the perimeter, looking to do something against Feinster, instead gets the ball up to Spinoza, who gets it to Adkins, back to Singita. Singita dribbling up, his man pulls the ball out. Singita gives the ball off to Adkins. Adkins now dribbling up, fair, picks it up. Hounded, able to get it to Howard. Mills now. Back out to Howard. Howard fakes out his man, gives it back to Mills. Eureka really just unable to get anything going now. Offense growing a little stagnant. Ball reversed on the perimeter to Singita. Eureka really just taking the air out of the ball, it seems, right now. Unable to get the ball inside into the paint. Finally able to find a three pass there to Spoonen. And the look at the rim is good for Eureka. Batiste. Off to take the open three, rims in and out, instead rebound, Heinz Turner, and the Spartans get another easy two off second chance points.
Didn't even look like Eureka was trying on that possession.
Looks like Siegel's going to orchestrate another line change at the next whistle. Now 5.5 minutes left. Score 64 for Collegiate, 15 for Eureka. Jump pass by Mills, able to get it. Spooner, Singita takes another three and still can't find the mark. Shackleford tips the rebound away. Gets it up court to Heinz Turner. Jump pass up to Batiste, and Batiste slams it home. Carson, I think that may put an exclamation mark on this one. Batiste elevates for the dunk.
Yeah, he's been having some issues with converting on those that year, but that was a clean two-hander.
Mills gets it off to Spoonis. Atkins dribbles, picked off, 3-on-1 opportunity for the Spartans. Another long pass and off the rim. Parker trying to get it to Heinz Turner instead. Dead fair. Comes up with the rebound and the second chance points. All smiles now for the Spartans. Score 68-15 with 4.5 minutes left in this game. Beagle takes a timeout just to keep Spartans fresh and get his 5 substitutions in.
Yeah, with the game kind of wrapping up here, it looks like we're definitely not going to get to see any Asa Mott or Carter Drumright tonight, being that it was such a blowout, really didn't want to risk their injury. Do you envision that having any problems when they play either Fredonia or Council Grove
this coming week? Of course, we'll see. This might have been a good chance to knock off a little bit of rust for them, but people choosing to be a little overcautious. Certainly better than them re-aggravating anything in a blowout.
I definitely think it's going to be a smart move to keep them out of this game, but I think that's definitely going to be a key thing going further into their season, just seeing how the team will be able to react to these two players who haven't been in the past several games.
Yeah, and it looks like Drumright and Ahmad were at the bench there for the Spartans, leading with Spiegel to get into the game there. Of course, Spiegel not going to let them at this point.
I mean, why not get a piece of this action at this point?
Eureka was able to score on one end. Collegiate answered quickly in transition with a layup from Weta. Score now 70-17. Under 4 minutes left. Spoonis gives the ball off to Atkins. Now Spoonis. Off to Atkins. Three taken. No good. Chege flies in for the rebound. Gives it off to Weta, who will control the offense for the Spartans. Quick cross-court pass to Cyrus. Easy layup off the glass is good. Cyrus, as we said, getting his first opportunity here this season to play varsity in the sub-state game, and he's made the most of his opportunity, I think, in the limited minutes that he's played, coming away with a couple of rebounds and, I think, 4, maybe 5 points up to this point.
Absolutely. Definitely the debut you want to have.
Spartans came up with a steal, and Raspberry is able to lay it in transition, and Spartans get another breakaway score, 74-17 now the score. Mills gives it off to Spoonitz. Spoonitz hasn't played with 4 fouls really for most of this half. Has played clean, though. Able to keep himself out of foul trouble. Misses the floater. Goes out to Weta. Out to Grace in the corner. And before he takes the three, Beagle calls the timeout to get some substitutions in.
And it was a made 3-2.
Well, Aiden, it always is when you call the timeout.
Of course. I mean, and especially for Jack Grace, who doesn't get a ton of minutes in varsity games. That's the stuff.
Yeah, Coach Beagle opting to have a lot of Jack Grace minutes, a lot of Judas Cyrus minutes tonight. And honestly, I know it's been against an inferior opponent, but I've liked that. I think that they've been playing with a lot of hustle, really going hard for those rebounds, and that's a big reason why they're up by a ridiculous 57 points at this point in the game.
Yeah, they've really they've played smart all game. They've played within themselves, and they've played the healthy offense and the defense. I really think Cyrus has really made the best use of his time on the floor so far. A couple of rebounds. He's really run out well in transition to get behind the defense and has really played well for the most part.
Sometimes you see those guys come in and do too much, but they've really played in the Coach Beagle system, and I think that'll affect their minutes going forward.
Raspberry gets it in. The Chege tries to lay it in off the glass. No good. Gets his own rebound off the back iron. Good. Eureka now with the ball, able to get it across half court. Itatek gets the ball stolen away by Raspberry. Spartans now just 2 minutes left in this one. Have it well in the bag and have for a while now. Farrah misses his layup. Instead, it's Weta on the follow-up and good.
Coach Spiegel opting for his third timeout in the last minute 30. Do you have any idea what he might be telling his guys out here?
I'm not entirely sure, Carson. Looks like he's going to get Cyrus back into the game here, though, for the last
good,
2 minutes.
Good.
Besides that, you know, probably just making sure that no one does anything stupid. You know, you don't want to, you know, obviously make a stupid play, try to show someone up.
Yeah, we did see an aggressive play there from Quentin Fair driving into the lane on a few guys. I was holding my breath when he went it up. Just don't want to see that senior leader get injured before they go on. But after this game, looks to be a deep playoff run.
Yeah, that's right, Carson. A great point there. Obviously, you don't want to get anyone injured either. Really, in general, just anything that's going to have to make anyone sit for the next couple of games, that's the worst-case scenario right now for the Spartans. So they'll, you know, take the air out of the ball when they have it. At this point, 2 minutes left. And, well, what can only be described as a dominating 61-point lead at 78-17. Chuck and Duck attempts there from Valentine, misses in and out. Weta dribbles behind his back, takes the ball up for the Spartans. It'll be Grace now at the top of the key. Spartans going to look just to pass the ball now around the perimeter. Between Weta
Grace and Raspberry. Grace dribbles in, now back to Weta. Weta, Spartans taking air out of the ball. Weta, quick drive into the lane, floater, no good. Spartans still fighting for the rebound. Instead goes out to Hare. And now Eureka's going to take the ball up, Valentine. Valentine dribbles against Weta. Heavily contested shot, no good. Second chance attempt for Eureka on the rebound by Grimmett. And his footback attempt is no good, but a foul is called on Siren. Just a minute now left in this game as the Spartans commanding performance against Eureka. Really setting a statement, it seems like, already in the first round of Substate. First free throw was good, second one now on the way. And Grimmett gets both to go. Thirty-five seconds now left in the game. Weta takes the ball up for the Spartans, hands it off to Graves. Graves dribbling against his defender now, gets it back out to Raspberry. Spartans just dribbling and passing the ball around the perimeter at the top of the key. Reverse pass to Weta. Now dribbling against his defender. Just 20 seconds now left in this game, as it looks like the Spartans are just going to let this one play out. And really, what can only be described as a dominating win for the Wichita Collegiate Spartans to start off Substate play. Just what they'd want to do, looking to make a deep run into state.
You know, I was just about to say, coming out of such a demoralizing defeat to Wellington, coming into such a stressful thing like Substate, I know I speak for all the juniors on the team when I say school has not been easy recently either. Just a very stressful time. It feels like a needed victory for Collegiate. Definitely a morale boost and something they need coming into the rest of the season.
Yeah, certainly not the most action-packed game as far as we're concerned over here, but that's exactly what Beagle and the Spartans are going to be looking for at this point.
Yeah, after this dominating win, Collegiate's going to move on to face the winner of Council Grove or Fredonia, two teams that Eureka's already played this season, and if this is any sort of a measuring stick for how they're going to fare against these opponents, it's going to be a good game. So far, Council Grove defeated Eureka by 20, and Fredonia defeating Eureka by 21. This is unimaginable, 59 points. We almost can't put context on that to how much of a blowout it is, but I'm sure Collegiate feels good moving forward with their next matchup.
Yeah, and with that, let's get to player of the game.
You know, I think this one's going to be our most difficult one yet, but I'm going to have to go with Brett Weta. Absolutely aggressive with the ball throughout this entire game. Hasn't been highlighted as player of the game yet this season, but I'm definitely going to give it to him. He's been aggressive, he's been a playmaker, but he's also just great all around. So that's who I'm going to give.
Person, what about you? Who surprised you tonight?
You know, I thought that I was going to be unique picking Brett Weta, but I as well am going to go with the junior. He played in this whole game and really showed all what he's about. You know, he's been known as more of a defensive threat this year, but he showed some of his offensive chops, some of the playmaking, and really looked under control as the oldest guy on the court for a lot of this game.
Yeah, really, for me, it's like you said, Aiden, it's really hard to pick if I have to choose any one guy. If I had to give it to anyone, though, I think I'd give it to Ferris tonight.
Nice.
I know not a lot of scoring, but he really just set everything up as far as the offense went and pounded everyone on defense. So just a really nice, solid performance from him tonight.
Great.
Exactly what the Spartans are going to be looking for heading in to what are going to prove to be a little bit more difficult game for the future. Well, with that, we'll go off the air. Thank you for joining us here on the Collegiate Sports Network. Next game will be Friday at Eureka, as Collegiate, as Carson said, will face either Fredonia or Council Grove. We thank you once again for joining us. For Aiden Myers and Carson Phelps, I'm Connor Schubach. Goodbye.